The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Vicky from Covington is. Vicky, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Vicky has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Okay.
All right, you ready, Vicky?
Yes.
Elmo and Cookie Monster are from what show?
Sesame Street.
Correct. On this day in 1892, Whitcomb Judson invented the clasp locker, better known as what?
The zipper.
That's right. How many sets of cousins are in the Backstreet Boys?
How many what?
Sets of cousins are in the Backstreet Boys.
What?
Yes. Entomology is the study of what?
Pass.
What law school did both Bill and Hillary Clinton attend?
Yale.
Correct. What is the top-selling candy bar in the United States?
Snickers.
It is. Vienna is the capital of what country?
Switzerland.
No.
Vienna. Italy?
No.
Yeah.
What fashion designer founded the Polo line?
Vienna. I don't know fashion designers. Yeah.
What is the name of the bugle called played at dusk?
Taps.
Yes. We've got 6 points on the board for you, Vicky. Not bad at all. And the cheat sheet definitely helped.
Yes.
You were
definitely.
On it. You were so on it. Mm-hmm. Oh, he does have a game face on. Did you see that? He was mean mugging.
I got to avenge that tie from earlier. I'm very disappointed in myself.
Migs, are you ready?
All right.
Elmo and Cookie Monster are from what show?
Sesame Street.
Correct. Whitcomb Judson invented the clasp locker on this day in 1892, better known as what?
It's National Zipper Day, so that would be a zipper.
It is. How many sets of cousins are there in the Backstreet Boys?
I have no idea. 2?
No.
1?
Yes. Entomology is the study of what?
Entermans, the delicious treats.
No.
It's the study of entomology?
No.
Entertainment?
No. What law school did both Bill and Hillary Clinton attend?
Oh, Harvard.
No.
Oh, Yale?
Yes. Oh. What is the top-selling candy bar in the United States?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Nope.
Snickers.
Yes. Vienna is the capital of what country?
Sausage.
No.
Arnold's country. Isn't it Austria?
It is. What fashion designer founded the Polo line?
Ralph Lauren?
Yes. What is the name of the bugle called bugle call played at dusk?
Oh, man. Bah, bah, bah. Bah, bah, bah. That's all I know. The Bugle Boys.
No.
Bugle-licious.
No.
Bugle, bugle, bugle.
Steve?
No.
You got 7 correct, and that is a win. 7-6. You were so close, Vicky. Next time.
Oh, man.
Have a good one.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Oh, that bugle one's going to bother me.
Well, neither of you knew that entomology is the study of insects.
Yeah, no clue.
But our friend Vicky, she knew that the bugle call at dusk is called taps. Did you know that?
Yes.
Dang it. But you still won.
I know, but I should have known that one.
The Daily Migs Show.
Did you ever find yourself perusing the grocery store and something catches your eye and you're like, that's unfamiliar. I want to try it.
Every single time. Because I'm always hungry. So if
yes.
I see anything that looks edible, I want to eat it.
Well, this is kind of how this little segment was born. We like to call it, What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
What's in the Bag?
Oh, this time Danny's got something in the bag.
I do got something in the bag, and I just happen to have my cool 12. I mean, it's almost football season, right? So
yeah.
Got ready to go.
Is this Seahawks inspired?
No, unfortunately. Oh,
it's
not.
Just the bag that
it's
you got.
It's the bag that I got, yeah. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
So ready.
It is Ghost Protein Cereal.
Okay.
Dude, this is so weird because I'm getting a little low on my protein powder, and I've been debating on whether or not I should get the Ghost protein powder because I love Ghost energy drinks.
Sure.
I didn't know they have cereal, too, now.
They do. There's one problem. I thought we had milk here at the station.
We still have that pistachio creamer, but it's a little... It's disgusting, and also it's probably expired.
So I just figured it says you can eat it in a classic bowl, on the go snack, or you could do a legend bowl, and you could add like a protein shake in there. So I figured we'd just try the snack version today.
To be honest, a lot of times I enjoy cereal without milk. I know some people use water, which I think is just... That to me is... that I'm starting to wonder if you're a cereal
straight
killer.
Straight to jail.
And spelled different, not C-E-R.
Well, I saw this at Target, and I was like, I love Ghost Energy. We Same. Use it all the time at Emo Night. It's just... It's such like an eye-catching thing, right?
What's your ghost of choice?
Oh, orange cream.
Orange cream is one of my favorites, but the black cherry is the best.
Ooh.
I go black cherry, then I go grape. And then orange cream.
Ooh, what about you, Taryn?
Oh, blue raspberry, too. I have a Mount Rushmore, apparently.
I'm not really an energy drink person, so I don't have a dog in that fight. I mean, I'd try any of them.
Have you had Ghost energy drinks before?
I don't think I have.
Wow. I hadn't had an energy drink in over a year. I was, like, done with energy drinks. I'm like, I'm going to be... I don't need them. And then I had a sip of a Ghost energy drink, and now I have, like... at least 1 to 2 cans of Ghost every week.
So these look like it's a protein cereal that is... kind of Lucky Charms-ish.
Yeah.
It's got marshmallows.
They also, and I don't want Steve to throw anything at me, because they also have a peanut butter chocolate one. And I almost bought that one, but for some reason, the marshmallows were talking to me.
I'm okay with that.
17 grams of protein in each of these, so we can get the gains.
So we're getting swole while we're enjoying cereal.
I'm going to hand it over to you guys.
Okay.
So you can grab a handful of the cereal.
Oh, it's got a fun little maze on the back that you could do when you're done with it.
Yeah, exactly.
With their... Legend Bowl.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, well.
All right, so
What are the marshmallow shapes?
I don't know.
Is this supposed to be a ghost?
I think this is like a little half rainbow. Maybe an orange. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know either, but it smells great.
Okay, we ready to try it?
So wait, are we getting a little bit of the marshmallow in with the actual...
Oh, yeah.
With the, what are they, the puffs?
Yeah, the puffs. I was just going to do a whole handful of all of it.
Oh, like a dry scoop?
Yeah.
Just shove it all. All right, I got a lot in my hand.
Yeah, okay, fine. We're going big or go home. Here, right. we go.
Hold on. All right, now get that marshmallow back. I don't want to lose that one.
Cheers.
All right,
cheers,
here we go.
Cheers, guys.
Mm. Bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This is really good.
This is amazing. I feel my muscles growing. You know, I was never a Lucky Charms, like, marshmallow kind of guy when I was a kid.
Mm.
But these ones, like... they don't necessarily taste like marshmallows.
I feel like we're just the ultimate, like, horrors for ghost. Mm. But they don't miss.
No, they
Everything
really don't.
I've had of theirs, from their protein powder to their pre-workout to their energy drinks. I haven't had the protein powder yet, but the energy drinks, the pre-workout, and now their cereal.
Well, now you've tried the protein cereal.
It's really good.
Wow. This is awesome.
All right, I'm taking that back. You can't have any more.
Okay, here's the box.
That's so tasty. Good find, Danny.
This is awesome.
Oh, thank you. I'm so stoked it worked out.
I'm asking a question when I put more food in my mouth.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hold on. If you had to pick, now I'm going to put that in like my top tier cereals to eat. What are some of your all-time favorite cereals?
Oh, I always liked Apple Jacks.
I love Apple Jacks.
Loved Apple Jacks.
That's my number one.
I was a Lucky Charms girly, for sure. If I could ever convince my parents to bring home Cocoa Puffs, that was always a good day. But that was very rare. Very rare.
See, mine was always my go-to, my favorite of all time, which no one knows about it, was Frosted Cheerios.
I remember Frosted Cheerios.
Everyone's like, what? There was yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot all about them. But you're right.
Icing Cheerios. But if my second favorite was always Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp.
How'd you guys feel about Life?
I never had Life.
You had to dump a bunch of sugar on it, but it was pretty delicious when you did that.
yeah, add sugar for sure.
Which defeats the whole purpose. Although someone just texted and said, you guys are all crazy. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the undefeated champion of all cereals.
Disagree. Wrong.
I've seen a lot of people that are very passionate. That is a hill that some people are willing to die on, is that Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the greatest cereal of all time.
You know which one I liked a lot as a kid was Corn Pops.
Oh, love Corn Pops. That's a good call, Danny.
What is it? The peanut butter, Captain Crunch.
I never tried Captain Crunch. That was one that my mom never refused to buy me. Well, she was like, this is candy. I'm going to buy you the Cookie Crisp instead.
Spoiler alert, next week on What's in the Bag, we're going to have Captain Crunch. And then the Crunch Berries the week after that.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show. It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Say hello to Joel in Tacoma, that is our contestant this morning. What's up, Joel?
What's it?
Yeah, we're going to spin this here wheel and see if you are playing with me or Migsy.
Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? It's currently on Taryn's name, but will it stay there? You bet your ass it will. It's you and T-Dog.
Yes.
All right, Joel, here is your clip. And now my
bitter hand. Oh.
You want a hint?
One more time? Can I get one more time?
Of course.
Sure. And now my
bitter hand. Oh.
I can help you.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so the band is fronted by Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, see, and I keep wanting to... Oh, man, this guy always reminded me of the Hootie and the Blowfish lead singer.
You
too,
watch
voices.
Your mouth. Do not compare this band to Hootie and the Blowfish. How dare you?
Do you know the band?
I.
Okay, so an oyster will oftentimes produce what kind of a little stone?
That's Pearl Jam.
Yes, okay. And then the song is a color, technically a shade.
Okay. Technically a shade?
Yes, it's one of the colors. It's one of the colors of Halloween that's not orange.
Oh. I feel like I know that song. I'm not
okay,
getting it.
Okay, there's a type of cat that is considered bad luck.
How many guesses are we going to
have? Black cat.
Okay, so just the color part.
Black.
See, I was ready. He compared Pearl Jam to Hootie and the Blowfish. I was ready to let him just sink. I love you, Joel.
All right, Joel, we got there.
I can't have that kind of comparison happening.
Oh, no. All right, Danny, I am ready for my clip. Okay, that is...
Is there a theme?
No.
Oh.
Is that a color, too?
No.
Is it... Send... Is it called that? Nope. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's Send the Pain Below by Chevelle? Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking Red.
That's what I was thinking.
It's a good song.
That's a different song.
It is. I always thought this song was getting kicked in the boys.
This is a great song.
I was watching the music video when I was pulling it, and it's just all snowboarding accidents.
You're right.
Congratulations, Joel.
Yeah.
I just text, do not give him anything. Next, how dare he compare Pearl Jam to Hootie and the Blowfish? Next one, Steve and I both shouted, oh, hell no, to the guy referencing Hootie and the Blowfish. I think he should have lost.
But is he wrong?
Yes!
The Daily Migs Show.
Is there something that you absolutely refuse to get rid of, Rockaholics? If so, give us a call and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. Migs, we did get a text from a listener about this.
Yeah, earlier this morning they texted in and said, I just did a purge of my house where I got rid of everything that seemed like clutter. For me, though, there's one item that always makes it through the cleaning purges and makes the cut, and my husband constantly gives me a hard time about it. I won't get rid of any of my old vacuum cleaners. What? When I get a new one, I always think, well, what if the other one breaks and I need the old one? What's that one item for you?
Well, first of all, I'm just curious how many vacuum cleaners, because I do have a backup vacuum cleaner, and then we also have a shop vac, so I guess I technically have three.
You have three vac? Right now we have three because our new one just showed up from Amazon Prime, but we're getting rid of the one that's kind of broken. And then we have the handheld one that goes, just take care of a couple things.
I mean, is three vacuums, is that too many vacuums?
I mean, are you using all three?
I mean, sometimes...
That's the question.
The thing... And we've talked about this the other day. The Dyson is great until it's not.
Yes.
So then I get my Bissell, my tried and true. She's great. But then the shop vac I use for, like, stuff where I don't want to, like, to do the car and
shop
things
vac,
like that.
I feel like, doesn't count. That's, like, for other things. Like,
doesn't come in the house.
Yeah, I think that's, like, that's a whole other scenario. But why, if you have a Dyson and then you have the backup, which is also great, why not just use the backup? Or why not just use the Dyson, get rid of the Bissell?
The Dyson sometimes is a little, it's the stupid filters, you got to clean them all the time. It's the cool handheld one. It's neat, but it's...
So it's just Bissell. Because it's easier to use?
It's way easier to use. Okay. It's a lot more compact. But the Bissell is the good. So I respect this choice that this person has made not to throw away their old vacuums.
I do love this text that came in at 206-803-ROCK, and it says, I think I'm speaking for a lot of dads out there. I never understood the whole box when I was a kid, but now when I've gotten older, I started to form one too, as well. I have two boxes of random wires that I do not own the product anymore, but I might need that quarter adapter down the road, so I have multiple boxes full of electronic device cords and accessories.
Do we all have that box?
Yes. It's right next to our refrigerator. And every time my wife's like, why do we have all these cords? I'm like, you just never know.
No, that phone, it might be obsolete, but you might need that charger.
One day we might get another MacBook from, you know, 1999, and we'll need the cord for it.
Is there anything that you, I mean, aside from the box of cords, is there anything else that you hoard a little bit? Oh, there is. There
yes. Drum sets and goalie gear.
That's not hoarding. That's collecting.
I don't remember the last time I played the drums. Like, they have been set up. They're not set up. They're just stacked in the garage. And I have two sets because I refuse to get rid of either because I have emotional connections to both of them. And I love how they sound. But I was even thinking about it the other day when I was leaving my house. I'm like, when's the next time I'm going to play drums?
Tomorrow, Steve.
You never know.
But the moment I get rid of them, next thing you know, Pearl Jam's like, hey, it's Eddie Vedder, Steve. Oh, we need you to come play with us, but you need to bring your own drums.
Exactly.
And then I'm effed.
You know what? I'll bring my amp tomorrow, and we'll play in your garage.
All right. Yeah. My neighbors will love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Okay, now how many sets of goalie gear do you have?
Currently?
Oh, God.
Four. I keep meaning to sell three of them, but I haven't gotten around to it. And then I got all fired up because the donkeys were coming back together, and a drunken impulse purchase. I ordered a custom set that took months upon months upon months, and by the time it showed up, well, the donkeys didn't pan out because some guys were moving, and now I haven't played hockey in that brand new set of gear yet.
Have you tried the gear on?
No, it's still in the box.
You haven't even done a faction show?
Well, I took it out. I was like, I'll try the glove. The glove was very stiff. Yeah, so I have a lot of stuff I need to get rid of.
Sounds like it.
Someone says, I have three vacuums, my carpet vacuum, my Shark hydro vacuum, and my Shark mini bike. LOL, I love them all.
Wow.
Another person says coffee makers. I think I have five. Two of the Keurigs and one and three drip ones. My wife finally is like, when are we getting rid of these Zunes?
Was that like a...
It was Microsoft's attempt to try and take down the iPod back when there were MP3 players, not just your phone.
Oh.
And they made their own thing, and I had one, maybe two, maybe three. I think I had four Zunes at one point.
I never had one of them. I didn't even know what that was.
Well, you know, that was the problem for them. Not a lot of people did, so it went out of business.
The Daily Migs Show.
There are quite a few people out there who DoorDash on the side, and if that is you, you should definitely beware of this scam that a delivery guy posted about on TikTok.
So people are scamming delivery guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Look, y'all, another scam that's going on. So I'm like, let me do DoorDash. I get an order for Taco Bell for a pack of sauce. One pack of sauce. No food, no drink, no nothing. And then I get a call from DoorDash, and it's this detective saying, the order was placed fraudulently. Can you pull over? Let's do a three-step verification process, and they're going to reimburse you the $19 or $20 or whatever. And then he asked for my card number, my CCV, and the expiration date. And that's when I knew it was a scam, and I called DoorDash, and they flagged the whole account. If you get a call about a detective, it's fraud. Don't deliver.
That's really scary, though. I mean, think about how legitimate that might feel if it's the work that you're doing that pays you. I don't know.
Also, the part that kind of confuses me, though, is people are actually calling and asking for condiments. Like, if I was working DoorDash and someone said, I just need a packet or whatever, I'd be like, you go after yourself.
Yeah, no, that's insane.
You can figure that out on your own. Well, that's good to know if you are doing the DoorDash or the Uber Eats type stuff.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you've been out to a bar recently, you've probably noticed that country music is just taking over the jukebox.
It's all over the place.
It really is. This is across the nation.
Danny plays only country music now at emo night. It's crazy.
God, I know.
You're not busting out the new Morgan Wallen Post Malone song?
Absolutely not.
Get some line dancing going?
No.
Well, touch tunes.
That would be funny, actually.
I would love that. Just trolling Danny with some...
Oh, trolling all the people at Numo's.
Oh, boy. Touch Tunes, that's that digital jukebox thing. You can just do it right from your phone, so handy. They released the top songs being played on their jukebox.
Why do you sound like a 90-year-old woman when you're explaining Touch Tunes? You do it on your digital phone, it's so handy.
You just
go
beep, boop, boop, beep, boop. So great. But they have the top three songs.
Okay.
and we will play them for you now. Here is number one.
Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another.
I love this song.
Who is this?
Shaboozy. I listened to it on the way in today.
Wait, Shaboozy's not a hip-hop artist?
Nope, he's a... Well, he does a lot of different things, but he's got a country album out right now.
Oh, my bad. I just assumed someone called Shaboozy. That sounds like a rap name.
Here is number two on the
list. I do love the name Shaboozy. I don't know why, but I think that is like the greatest name.
Also, he has a duet with Noah Cyrus, and it is so good. I'm just saying, I'm here for it.
I'll have to check out some Shaboozy later.
For sure. Here is another one of the top country songs being played on jukeboxes.
Why are you playing this at a bar?
This sounds so boring.
Like, the other song at least was upbeat. I'm like, you know what? I can have a couple drinks to that one. This one makes me want to go home.
Yeah. Those pipes?
I'm not saying it's a bad voice. I just don't want to hear this at a bar.
Also, called, is this country?
It's called Lost Control by Teddy Swims.
I have no idea. I've heard the name Teddy Swims, but this is the first time I'm hearing his song.
And we've got one more for you.
Okay. He does have a good voice.
Song number three of country music taking over the jukeboxes.
There it is. Oh, there's the Morgan Wallen. This is going to be played at emo night.
No, it's not. Not while I have a breath in my body, it's not.
So, Migs, let's say hypothetically you have some money in the jukebox. Okay. What are you going
to
play?
I'm a man who likes to get the most out of my money, so I always pick longer songs.
Like Freebird?
No, I would do like Alice in Chains Rooster or anything that's over 5 minutes, but this typically is my go-to if I'm in control of the jukebox. It just gets me riled up. And I always love seeing the reaction of people in like a bar when they hear this old school Metallica, and you get to see like who are the rockers in the crowd. They start bobbing their head a little bit. Just such a great song. So yeah, this is the one I would go with.
That's a great choice.
Yeah.
Can I play you mine?
Yeah, I'm actually curious of what yours is.
This is mine.
The Clash?
Rock the Casbah, rocking the Casbah.
I love this song.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Danny, are you a Clash guy?
Yeah, I mean, ish. I can listen to them, but I don't think I've ever heard this song. So
it's like one of their biggest hits.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yeah, Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Yeah.
And then this one.
Danny.
Yeah, me too.
Bring it home for us. What would your jukebox song be?
Is that My Chemical Romance?
Of course it's My Chemical Romance, and you have to start it from the beginning because every emo kid loses their mind when this comes on in the bar.
And then everyone in the bar is just going to start singing along.
Oh, yeah. And it's one of those, like, it starts out slow, but then as you get into it, everyone's just rocking out. And I am a Touch Tunes whore. I will take over any bar that has Touch Tunes, and I will pay for the fast credits so that way I can make sure that all of my music gets played before everyone else's.
Dude, I'm looking at their like annual, they do like their year in review, and it's mostly country artists, like the most played artists, but it does break it down to like even rock music, like the top 10 played bands. Who do you think is the top played band?
Ooh.
It's a rock band.
Journey.
I think, you know what, that's a very good pick, and I think they actually are on like the top songs of rock songs. Mm-hmm. I think they're like one of the top rock songs for sure.
Tell me it's Rush.
Not Rush.
I know it's not. AC/DC?
AC/DC it is. Oh, boom. Yeah, perfect band to listen to when you're in a bar.
Yep.
As far as like they call it catalog songs, basically older people songs. Fat Bottom Girls by Queen is number one. Then Journey. Then Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Brown Eyed Girl from Van Morrison. And The Joker from Steve Miller.
Oh, those are all great songs. Yeah. Bunch of toe tappers.